This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 9th. God's word to you today is no more. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 40 verse 2 from the God's Word translation and says, "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and announce to it that its time of hard labor is over and its wrongs have been paid for." In line with my instructions, I have been speaking into specific Mara situations. The Mara of no helper was the first, and yesterday we dealt with the Mara of misstepping. The third Mara I have been sent to speak into is the Mara of hard labor. Exodus chapter 1 verse 14 says, "They made their lives bitter, forcing them to mix mortar and make bricks and do all the work in the fields. They were ruthless in all their demands." These were God's own people in Egypt, in bondage and in chains. These people were going through hard labor. The waters of their lives were bitter. They were building for others to inhabit. They were planting vineyards for others to drink. Isaiah 40 verse 2 from the Message translation says, "Speak softly and tenderly to Jerusalem, but also make it very clear that she has served her sentence, that her sin is taken care of, forgiven. She's been punished enough and more than enough, and now it's over and done with." The New International Version puts it this way: "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for. These words are spirit and they are life. I encourage you to personalize them and proclaim it over your life consistently. Let it be your weapon to confront every Mara of hard labor." The word of God to you today is, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every Mara of hard labor comes to an end. God's command to every Pharaoh in your life is, let my people go. Isaiah 65 verses 21 to 22 from the King James Version says, "And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of trees are, so are the days of my people. And mine elect shall long enjoy the hard work of their hands. For everywhere you have labored, you will eat the fruit of your labor going forward. For everywhere you have planted that another is drinking, going forward, God will restore to you in Jesus' name. Amen." For someone listening to this today, God is saying, no one will take your place. You have served your husband. No one will take your place. For some, the things you have labored over, protecting and shielding, now those things have come to maturity and their fruits are dangling. But a certain wind has caused you to fall into deep sleep and passers-by are plucking the fruits. Your labor will not be in vain, in Jesus' name, and your harvest will not be lost. You will arise in the mighty name of Jesus and take charge of your vineyard, and so shall it be. No more Mara, no more Mara. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, every Mara in my life is over and done with, because Jesus has paid the price for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.